Well, this morning is kind of interesting, and I really felt like there was something even prophetic as we're doing that. We're praying over you and over the shoeboxes this morning. It's just for what God is doing and really has been and already is doing. It's just being a part of that. Is this morning, I felt led to talk about prayer, but not just prayer. We've talked a lot about prayer. We've talked about the Lord's Prayer. We've talked about how God has given us an orchestration of even a pattern on what to pray and how to pray. This morning, I want to be more specific in talking about intercessory prayer. Now, I will kind of not give my full treatment of what's my notes this morning, but I will talk to you about the significance, importance of intercessory prayer. This church has always been a praying church. In fact, that's one of our founding principles, right? It's one of our founding ideas that we're a praying church, that we're a church that prays. And that's why I say, what a wonderful to get together and say, pray. Whether it's a Wednesday night healing service, like what a wonderful time we had on Wednesday. What a wonderful time when, with the worship, our time in fellowship, and just the prayers for people. It's like, okay, Lord, God, you want to do something? Yes, people are here for healing. Well, Lord, send out people to pray, and you did. People all over this congregation were being prayed for by two or three, and I'm hoping if you have a testimony from that night, please let it be known. Don't keep it. I did hear one testimony for a man who was standing here who came in with an inflamed hip, I guess it's explained. I was very much in pain, and he was not feeling good. He was having a hard time sitting in the car as he was coming over, and he also had a shoulder issue. And I think that was someone you got to pray for, Sue, but it was the Holy Spirit came on him. And as he left here, he said he was not feeling that hip pain anymore. So praise God. We thank the Lord for that. And I know there was other people getting prayed for. I didn't get to hear the different testimonies and people, but I would like to. So if you are a part of that and you're praying for somebody, you got to hear a testimony, you have to share it. It's mandated. You can't keep it a secret, okay? Because we want to hear those testimonies. But you, probably everyone here, has probably had their life impacted by the prayers of other people, okay? People have prayed for you, right? Everyone in here, you've been prayed for, I tell you. If you've had a friend or anybody in the family or someone has prayed for you to come to faith, prayed for you to know God, prayed for you in difficult circumstances and situations, you have people probably praying for you now. But we know the power, and we've heard testimonies, we've seen testimonies in our own lives of how God has impacted our lives and the lives of others through people who pray, who spend time before God, bringing people to Him. God has had and has had many intercessors, people that make a difference in their prayers. We look at Scripture, we can see so many people. We can see people like Abraham, Moses. We can see Daniel, Nehemiah, Paul, you name it. It just keeps on going and going and going. So many people who interceded for the behalf of others, for the people of God, and God answered their prayers, people who knew God. God uses intercessors and always has. But it's not just the great saints of old. It's also for today. It's for today's church. 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 6. The exhortation here is by Paul is, first of all, then I urge you that request, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made in behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in authority, so that they may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. It's an exhortation. It's an exhortation to the church through Timothy, but to the church, to us today, that we're to lift up prayers, all kinds of prayers, but some of those prayers are intercessory prayers on behalf of others. Really, if we think of intercession, it is doing that. It's stepping outside of ourselves in many ways to connect two parties. And literally, that's the literal meaning of intercession is to connect two parties, to bring people in prayer to God, and in prayer also God to the people we're praying for. So in many ways, it is as we stand in the gap We stand in the gap for people. God calls us to do that. He calls the church to intercede for all people. For all people. And it's God's heart that all would be saved. As it speaks in the scripture in 1 Timothy. It's God's heart that all would come to the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ. That's his heart. And he wants us to have his heart. He wants us to pray even from his heart. To pray the scriptures. God wants us to be responsive to him. And he's the one, first of all, that's our great intercessor. He's the mediator of the salvation that we have in Christ. Christ made it possible for us to come to him. He interceded on our behalf. In Hebrews 7:25, it says, therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest truly meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priest, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of other people. He, Jesus, sacrificed for their sins once and for all when he offered himself. Jesus is our high priest. He's the one who intercedes on our behalf. There need not be any other because he made the final offering that was complete, fully complete. Jesus makes intercession for us. By his blood before the Father, he makes intercession for us. He did not just pray for us, and he prayed for us. We look at John 17. He prayed prayers for the church, for the people that belonged to him. He prayed for us. But he makes intercession also through his very life, his life given to us. As he offers himself as a final sacrifice to bring us to God, he became the bridge to connect us, the cross, the great chasm that we could not cross. He made a way for us to come and be with the Father, to know him and to have eternity with him. This is what God has done. This is what Jesus has done. It says that he was once and for all in the scriptures. It says he was once and for all a mediator of the covenant with God, with the Father. It says Jesus is also our advocate before the Father. Even an advocate before the Father, even in the sense that we have an accuser that accuses us. Even in the heavenlies, we have an accuser, our enemy, who accuses us of everything that we've done, of every mistake that we've made. But it's Christ who's our advocate, who speaks on our behalf. He makes intercession. Even in the heavenlies, even now, he makes intercession for us. 1 John 2:1 speaks it this way. It says, my dear children, I'm writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He's our advocate. He speaks on our behalf. So we're not alone. We never are. We're not alone in our struggles. Neither are those that we're praying for. There is a lifeline. There is a lifeline for them, even in our prayers, because the Bible says that we do not pray alone. John 16:7 says, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I am leaving, for if I did not leave, the Helper would not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. In the NASB, in the translation, it also puts a footnote there to say that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Helper is also understood as the Comforter, the Advocate, the Intercessor, all these things. That's the Holy Spirit and more. The Holy Spirit is this amazing gift that God gave to us to be with us, that we're not alone. And even as we pray, we're not alone. Jesus gives us the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit makes intercession. Have you ever thought about that? The Spirit makes intercession? for us and in us, that the Spirit makes intercession. And if we have the Spirit, which all believers do, all believers have the Spirit of God, then the Spirit of intercession is in us, in every one of us. So we can't sit back and argue and say, well, I'm not called to be an intercessor. I'm not called to be an intercessor. That's a special gift by the Holy Spirit that's given to people. So those people have intercession gifts, and they're the intercessors. Well, the Spirit of God is the Spirit who intercedes. So if we have the Spirit, well, we are intercessors. Some would say, well, I don't know how to intercede. But the Bible tells us that the Spirit helps us. Romans 8, 26 says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for. That's true. So often we don't know exactly how to pray. Back to verse 26, it says, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. The Spirit interceding in us, even as groanings in our spirit, crying out things to the Father that we don't even know how to express, but the Spirit makes expression for us. Have you ever had the experience of the Holy Spirit inside just welling up? And sometimes you don't even know how to give expression, but you just let it out. Let the groans come out. Because I think there's places of prayer that we need, that we do get to, that we can get to with God, where we feel the yearning of the Spirit in us, a deep yearning. And sometimes it's compassion. Sometimes it's compassion for somebody and say, Lord, you're giving me compassion for this person. I don't know what it is. It may be a child in Ukraine. It may be somebody lost in my family. It may be somebody who I know is in great need. But God, you're stirring up compassion in my heart. It's the Holy Spirit. Just start praying. He will lead you and guide you and direct you. But those yearnings, that inward stirring is your call to intercession. Start praying. Start lifting the person up in prayer or the situation up in prayer. I remember the first time I can remember, I can really recall the intercession of the Spirit. And it wasn't one of those amazing, powerful prayer times. It was just, I remember my college years, I was at home having a time with the Lord, just in the Word and having some meditation time, and I felt the Lord just put in my heart a person that I'd worked with over the summer at a summer camp. I felt, was not thinking about the person, but the Lord dropped it in my heart to pray for the person. I'm like, okay. And I did. I started praying for the person. I didn't know exactly what to pray, but I started praying God's care over the person. I felt like the person had some kind of need, didn't know what it was, but I just started praying for that person. Was not close to her. I didn't know her really well, but like I said, I had worked with her, and I didn't get an answer to what was happening, you know, what was really taking place in her life. I didn't know that until actually much later, and I found out that her brother had died. And, you know, I just put two to two together and say, wow, she and her family were going through a really, really hard time, a time of grief and pain. I didn't know. But the Lord just told me, pray for her. And that was my first recollection or recall on God giving me someone that I needed to hold up in prayer. And just to do that, and just keep doing it. Keep doing it. You don't have to do it just once. You can keep bringing that person over and over to prayer and say, Lord, whatever they need, whatever they're facing, God, help them, guide them, strengthen them. They need you, Lord. And just start praying for them and let the Lord lead you. Well, the idea of intercession is to pray on behalf of others. That's what we're called to do. We're called to really step in the gap for people. But we need the Holy Spirit to help us. Oral Roberts called this holding the rope. Holding the rope. And in his analogy, it was like Paul being faced with great persecution. And at night, the people were helping him escape where he was being persecuted. And they would lower him down in a basket with ropes so that he could escape and go to the next city and start another work. So there's people who held the rope for Paul so that he could get to the next place, even when he was facing great trials and persecutions. But sometimes you're the person who needs the whole, to be that lifeline, to be the person who throws the lifeline to someone. And it's not always necessarily you who are the person who's physically holding the rope. But your prayers have powerful impact to impact lives so that somebody is receiving a lifeline. The person that you're praying for is receiving a lifeline, and the prayers that are being lifted up are heard. They're heard before the throne of God. And God goes and cares and does things that we don't even know or understand or how those things are being met. We do need at times to let the Spirit, well, really at all times, to learn to let the Spirit pray through us. Sometimes it's just get in the presence of God. You know, there doesn't have to be a formula, right? We just go to the Lord. I mean, you could take the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer starts with worship of God, worshiping Him, going before Him, certainly bringing supplications to Him. But also there comes the point in time where it says, you know, deliver us from evil. And some of those prayers are to pray not just for yourselves, but for others. And there, even in those prayers, it shows us to call to pray, to be someone who prays and even does warfare, as intercessory prayer really often is. Often it's being willing to warfare on someone's behalf, to even stand in the gap for them in that way. To say, Lord, I'm going to pray for their breakthrough. I'm going to pray to see them come through whatever they're dealing with. And oftentimes, intercession, there is a strong sense of urgency and persistence to intercede, to do so. And that's where we really have to set our face and say, Lord, I'm called to be an intercessor. Now, I understand there are people who work and operate more in that way, just like a teacher might have a gift of teaching, I understand. But prayer, it's really by the Spirit. So when we say, God, help us to grow in prayer, it's knowing the Spirit. It's growing intimacy with God and letting even the Spirit to pray through us. Because the more we come into the presence of God, the more we worship, the more we grow our prayer life, the more we know the Word, the more we allow the Spirit to move and work in us, then the Lord could put things on our heart. And then out of that, just let it flow. Let it flow. Let prayers flow. Because somebody said it this way, there's prayers that we pray to God, right? There's prayers that we pray to God, but then there's prayers that we pray alongside of God. And that's when the Spirit, we're praying in the Spirit, and we're feeling even the things that God's speaking to us to say, Lord, I'm going to shift even out of my prayer, sometimes my thinking or my linear thinking or whatever it is that we do sometimes in prayer, the list or whatever. And then sometimes I'm going to just derivate because I feel like right now, Holy Spirit, you're saying pray this way or pray in this direction. And that's the way we need to go. Because then at that point, by the Spirit, you're praying with Him alongside the Spirit. And then sometimes it's just the case that it's the Spirit. Those groans and that yearning in you. And sometimes even when you go to pray in tongues and you don't even know what you're praying, it's the Spirit praying in you and through you. And yes, that's a gift that is open and available to everyone. Not that I'm preaching on that this morning, but it's available for everyone to pray in the unctioning of the Spirit. And sometimes we do that. It's coming before the Lord and getting into this posture of prayer and willing to stand in the gap and pray for others. Well, there's more I want to say about the armor of God and prayer as a powerful weapon that's given to our hands. I'll probably leave that for another day. But I do want to close with a few things to talk about the power of prayer. Robert Morris, pastor of Gateway Church, if you in Dallas, he's well known on TV, that kind of thing. But I heard him share this testimony. I thought it was really interesting, but he was sharing a testimony about how he was speaking at another church. And he was speaking at another church, and in the time of ministry, he called out a lady. He felt there was a lady over in, off to his side, and he just called out and says, "I feel the Lord saying that you need to start a group to teach women how to intercede for their unbelieving husbands." And that's what he said. You need to start a group to train up women who are praying for their and to hold steadfast and intercede for their unbelieving husbands or spouses, but it was specifically women. And it was interesting because he left that, he did ministry, and it was later that the pastor of the church came and said, "I want you to meet this lady." And then the pastor said, "She prayed for her husband for 42 years, her unbelieving husband for 42 years. And on a business trip, the husband was in an accident and died. And she didn't know. She didn't know, but she had prayed for 42 years for her husband. And it was a month after he had passed that she got a call in her home. And it was another businessman who was on the line and said, "You know, I'd like to speak with your husband. Can I?" And then, of course, she instructed him that, "I'm sorry to inform you, but my husband has passed away." And they said, "Well, when was that?" And then they went back to the time and said, "Well," and then the businessman stopped and said, "Well, ma'am, I think you really would like to know this, but that day your husband passed away, the Lord put it in my heart. I was at work in my suit. The Lord put it in my heart to stop everything, to go out, as crazy it seems, go out to the highway to hitchhike and to share the gospel with whoever picked me up. And that day, it was your husband. I shared the gospel with your husband, and your husband gave his life to the Lord." I don't know about you, but that's, wow. Because it was that day that husband got in an accident and passed away. The Lord heard her prayers. Amen. Isn't that amazing? And would take, you see, because sometimes intercession is the prayers we pray, and sometimes the intercession is saying, "I will be the one to go share the gospel with that person who needs to hear it," because that's an answer to somebody who's praying way over somewhere I don't even know. Intercession is not just our prayers, it's stepping in the gap and being the answer to somebody's prayer and saying, "Okay, I'll look like the fool today in my suit and tie. I'll go and hitchhike for something I have no need of, but I know that God is calling me to do it. And he's calling me to do it, and it's an answer to somebody's prayer." I can tell you, I know it's not easy for me to have that kind of obedience, to say, "Lord, I'll do it." But you've been an answer to somebody's prayer when you shared the gospel with somebody that you knew, or somebody that you weren't even very well acquainted with, but you felt, "The Lord called me. I need to give you a word. I need to share something with you. I just feel like God's calling me to bless you financially. I don't even know why, but I just feel the Lord saying to do this." It's the unctioning of the Spirit that you never know how you're answering a prayer that's being prayed to be able to say, "God loves you. And he really wants you to know. He really wants you to receive. He really wants you to know his heart for you." We never know. We never know. And praise God for that lady who never gave up in 42 years. She never gave up. And praise God, she got the answer that she knew, that her prayers were answered. Well, I don't know how you view intercessory prayer, but it's a calling for all of us. It's a calling for the whole church. that we're to pray, to stand in the gap, to join two parties, to bring people and situations to God, and pray that God would intersect with people wherever they're at, whatever they're doing, whatever kind of lifestyle they're living. God can save people in the craziest situations, through the craziest circumstances. He can do it. So we hold the rope and we pray. We say, Lord, that I would not give up, that I would not grow weary, that I would see the good fruit of the prayers that are going to be answered, and believing and trusting, even declaring that those prayers shall be answered. And sometimes we pray and don't stop praying unless God releases us. And I believe I've had that experience where I just felt like the Lord gave a release and a peace in saying the prayer is answered. The prayer is answered. It may not have manifested, but the prayer is answered. And I say that because even Jesus, when he prayed for Peter that his faith would not fail, he said it in past tense, I prayed for you that your faith would not fail. So God knows. But that we would be faithful to intercede, to lift up, to hold the rope and say, Lord God, do your miracle works. Do the things that only you can do. And Lord God, if I can be a part, the Lord, show me how to be an answer to prayer. Well, that's my prayer this morning. That's my prayer this morning. And I do invite you, in your personal time, pray. Keep a list of things to intercede. But also corporately, because I really believe that one thing we are to grow in as a church is we are to grow in corporate intercession. That's why we're doing, it's one of the reasons why we're doing our intercession prayer on Saturdays. So we're trying to do it once a month, and it's going to come up this Saturday, the 22nd. So there is a prayer time at 8:30 in the morning on Saturday morning. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. But it's going to be focused on intercession. We're going to be interceding for our nation, but specifically our region, and just lift people up. And of course, even down to, as you see, prayer requests on our prayer board, we put up prayers and pray for individuals as they come on our prayer board as well. So I invite you to be a part of that. But this morning, I just want you to pray and just even in your heart, if you're weary of praying, if you're weary and tired, and you're believing your prayers are not being answered, or whatever it is, bring that before God. And a new commitment, a fresh commitment to say, Lord, my prayers matter. And Lord, it's not just me praying, but Lord God, even by your Spirit, pray through us, through me. And to hear God and see what God would do. And I say that because I say the testimony is going to be important because I want to hear answered prayers. Okay, so if you get an answer to a prayer, would you share that? Because I think it would just encourage the person next to you who needs an answer to their prayer to not give up and nor stop praying. Okay, so sometimes even in those cards that we said, you can use a guest card, and you can fill it out on the back and say, I had an answered prayer, okay? Because we would love to hear. We would love to hear it.